Hello, everybody. Welcome to Light at the End podcast. This is Ruslan speaking. It's Thursday, the 16th of February, and it's 9 o'clock. I should already be done with recording this, but I am a chronic procrastinator, so here we are. I'm on vacation, and by God, it's a great time. I'm on vacation starting Tuesday, and I did nothing but do spots at comedy, open mics, and sleep all day. And it's been a wonderful time. I had time to cook, to clean my room, which still isn't clean. I did my style of vacation cleaning, which means I took out the trash and moved some things around, because I couldn't say that I put stuff in order. I just moved stuff around. Anyway, but enough about me being a lazy bastard who does nothing in his vacation time. But it's been a great time. It's been a great time to just rest for a bit and do some open mics and just hang out. That's what I did. Well, tomorrow everything's gonna change. But before that, let me give you my dates for the next week, because it's a whole bunch of them, which means two. I got two. I'm doing Café Votif on Saturday, the 18th, and I'm doing Charlie P's on Monday. I just spotted for these two open mics, so let's see if I get a spot, but probably I will. So, that's what's going on for the next week. Probably will do more than that, because, you know, I tend to get open mics on my radar rather late and then just spot about them. Spot at them, I would have to say. Jesus Christ, doing podcasts in the evening is not my strong suit, but we are gonna power through and we're gonna get through this. Are you ready? These are the words you wanna hear at the beginning of anything you are doing. Whatever it's a podcast, a hot sexy night with your partner, you know, they'd be like, oh, we're gonna power through this. This is we didn't start on the right foot, but we'll power through. So that's where I'm at. But it was a great week for comedy last week. I had a great time. I did a bunch of spots. I started off with Café Votif last Saturday, and that was the best I've done on stage in months. And I used the same jokes, but I hadn't done comedy for a bit, and I felt for a bit, which means, I don't know, about a week and a half, I think. And I was a bit nervous because I felt a bit rusty. And I just didn't prepare. I just went on stage and started getting laughs right off the bat. I have that new little opener that I figured out a couple of weeks back, and I love that because it's one of those little remarks that keeps expanding into more and more material, and I just keep adding sentences to it and they work, and it's nice to have it. So the Café Votif open mic has become, as one of my friends described it, a kill box. It's just so much fun to do. The crowds there are always good, and last week was one of the best crowds we've had in a long time. And it's all to their merit, because I did my jokes, and I got off stage, and one of my friends went, I've never seen those jokes do that well. And by God, he was right, because I was doing nothing new. It was all to the crowd's merit. There are these moments where you all stars align and you have a great set. Now, if you are a true professional, you are making that happen. It's not, the stars don't need to align to have that, but you know, it's still nice when it happens. So, The other spots that I did were Loop and Guy. Guy Beisel is one of the little bars around Vienna that has an open mic, and it's a mixed show. I think I've talked about it a couple of times back, and it's always weird doing a mixed show, but yeah, I had fun there too. That was also the opposite of the crowd in Café Votif, not in the sense that they were bad, but they were a bit quiet, and they really didn't go with me with the edgy stuff. Like, they would laugh at stuff, but the moment it got a bit it got a bit too much, way too fast for them. And I just went like, yeah, it's fine. That's where we'll draw the line, and it's okay. I hate it when comedians get mad about, yeah, you fucking pussies, and what the fuck, I can't say anything I want. Well, you can't. You kind of have to read the crowd. And I ended it on a pretty disgusting joke that I have, but I should have switched and done done something more appropriate for them. I should have not ended it on the disgusting joke. But you know, you live, you learn. I did acknowledge it though. I ended the joke with the last punchline and I got nothing. And I just went, all right, so in that silence, I'm just going to welcome your host back to the stage. And that was that. they were happy about it. They were all, yeah, all right, he knows he sucks. That's an always a nice thing to acknowledge. And I did Loop on Monday, which was also very fun. It was like a quiet night at Loop, but we had a few giggles and we had a good time. My friend who's running the show at Loop has a birthday today. It's his birthday. It's the 16th. And Ali, happy birthday if you're listening to this. Hope you had a good one. I didn't get you anything, so this is my present to you. So I hope you like it. I hope you do. And I'll see you at the next open mic, I guess. All right, that was just a little something for my friend. I don't know if he's listening to this podcast. He just found out about it the other day. So I'm thinking he might listen to this. So yeah, I got a few vacation things lined up. I'm going back to work next Wednesday. So until then, I'm working on my other job. I'm doing watchmaking, started Saturday. And I'm going to power through. I'm going to do like 4 days of watchmaking, one after the other. And that's going to be a lot of fun because I have a lot of work on my bench and it needs to be done. And I'm really curious how I'm going to fix the problems that I still have with the little clocks that are there on my workbench. And we'll see. I've never done it for 4 days, one after the other. And that's... That's one of the little challenges that I have for myself, because I'm contemplating this as a new career, and if I can do it 4 days, one after the other, it means I can do it for years. That's what it means. No, it's just I am taking it baby steps, you know, one step at a time and figuring out how that goes. But tomorrow's a big day for me. Tomorrow I'm going snowboarding, and snowboarding is something that I've done for almost since I moved to Vienna, and I kept doing it less and less every year, because snowboarding is one of those sports that you need a gang to do it with. It's not like a 40s gang with guns and stuff. You need a squad. You need people to do it with. That's the way it's fun. But I don't have that because all my friends are grown-ups and they all have schedules that are complicated and we can't hook it up. It makes me sad. But yeah, that's what it is. So I usually just book 1 or 2 days for myself and I go in and I have a good time, hopefully. because snowboarding is it's a tough thing to do, and there's a place close enough to Vienna that I could go for a day. So I would just, book a ticket on the train and lug all my gear with me and just go enjoy a day in the snow. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Cocaine joke. I can't help myself with these little distractions that I get. So enjoy a day in the snow and then come back to Vienna and sleep in my own bed. I'm usually very, very tired after I do something like that because I am 33. Sounds so much. It sounds so much, but yeah, I've made it to this point. It's yeah, but it's always fun, and I have to wake up very, very early tomorrow, which is why I might cut this one short, even shorter than I usually do them. But you never know. I might get distracted and just go on a rant for another 10 minutes. Who knows? I don't prepare these too much, so I never know where it will end up. End up. All right, there's another one. I've started this podcast twice already, so this is the final take. I'm leaving that one in. Yeah, hopefully I'll manage to wake up in time tomorrow. I set up three alarms for myself. And I should be able to, but I don't feel like going to sleep early today because I napped the whole day. Well, not the whole day. I just went after lunch. I went for 2 hours of a nap. And it's weird because naps nowadays are I go for a nap and I wake up and I don't know what year it is, and I think I'm late for school and all that kind of a feeling. But today was good. Today I didn't have that feeling. I just didn't know what year it is. I didn't think I was late for school. Yeah. All right. What else did I want to talk to you about? There's oh yeah, we have a bit of drama going on in the comedy scene, but I'm not gonna talk about that. There's always drama going on in the comedy scene with showrunners and guys who work together for a couple of shows and then it doesn't work out, and then it's a whole big thing, which shouldn't. My view on on comedy is everybody's doing its own thing, their own thing, and you shouldn't get mad if somebody doesn't want to do it the way you want to do it. Let's call it that, because that's basically what's going on. Somebody does their own thing and somebody else goes like, "No, you should do it this way." And that's a bit overstepping, I think. But hey, who am I to judge? I don't have my own show yet, so I should shut the fuck up, but I don't. So there we go. Anyway, talking about not shutting the fuck up when you're supposed to, I got into a fight with somebody on the subway. Well, it wasn't a fight, it was just a verbal altercation. We kind of shouted at each other for a couple of sentences, and maybe it's just me, but I think the old people of Vienna need to be taken down a peg, 'cause they are just passive aggressive as fuck. I was standing in front of at the subway door on my phone, as you do, and this guy walks in, and where when somebody walks past you and they intentionally bump into you. Just to make, there was enough room for him to walk in, but he didn't want to open both of the doors. He just opened one door, which, because he was a bit of a fat fuck, so he bumped into me intentionally, and I didn't budge. I didn't go anywhere. I just pushed back. I just stood my ground and pushed back. I'm like, yeah, I'm standing here. I literally went into the I'm standing here speech that I was Dustin Hoffman for a second. And I just, you know, when he walks past, he crosses the street and a cab just gets into his way and he knocks on the hood and goes, "I am walking here." That's who I was. I am standing here. And I started yelling at him. "What the fuck? Don't you see me? You're blind? What's going on?" And he just said, "I have psychiatric issues," and sat down, which was it was funny. I didn't appreciate it in the moment, but it was fun. So yeah, I lost my shit on the subway. This has never happened before, but the other day it did. It was an interesting thing to discover, because looking back at it, I should have just moved and it would have been fine. But no, now I'm standing my ground and I'm gonna get into fights. We'll see where that leads. Don't such a stupid thing to say, but yeah, that's what happened. So yeah, that's pretty much all I have prepared for today. It's going to be just a short one, as I said. I'm probably going to do another one during the weekend or on Monday, because this one is, yeah, this is half an episode. I would have to agree with that, but I want to wake up very early tomorrow morning. And if I don't get enough sleep, I'm cranky as a child, and I might just shout at somebody else on the subway or on the train, and you never know what's going to happen, you know? That's how I control my temper. I don't do anything to mitigate it. I just make sure I'm a well-rested psycho, you know? And just I just take care of that. Anyway, this has been the podcast. Hope to see you at the shows the next week. Have a good one, and I'll talk to you soon. Bye.